prevention is definitely cheaper than the cure. You know, lots of people to survive, they will, you know, feeling slightly ill or under the weather, they think, you know what, I'll just do one more days of work. I don't want to miss work this one day. But, you know, Allah Ta'ala save us all. But what happens is sometimes that illness deteriorates, gets worse. And then because of that illness, which wasn't nipped in the bud, which wasn't taken care of at that time, that person, never mind that one day, will have to take a whole week off work.
Sometimes several weeks.
Several weeks.
Because of that.
Because of that one illness. You know, prevention is definitely better than the cure. So whenever there's any sort of things like this, try to follow the advice, medical advice, go to speak to your doctor. Cleanliness is incredibly important. You know, you've heard many, many times in the media about washing your hands. And not just washing your hands as, you know, like a habit. Literally put them under the tap and gone before you know it. For the doctors recommend minimum 20 to 30 seconds with warm water and using soap as well. And you know, this, all of this, my dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, from the Blessed Sunnah. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said many, many times the importance of washing your hands regularly, making ablution for namaz, washing your hands before you eat. In fact, the Sahaba, I just want to quickly share, and then we'll go on to the messages. A story which emphasizes the importance of washing your hands. There was a person, you know, in Pakistan, you've been to Pakistan as well. Here we have service stations where you pull up and you fill up your petrol and you go inside. Over there they have them as well, but they call them hotel. Yeah, they call them a hotel, even though you don't stay there overnight, but that's the terminology in Pakistan. And so what happens in some of these places, these truckers who are driving trucks, they pull up and they have roti, they have some food. Anyway, there's one guy, he pulled over. And he comes to one of these places, pulls up his truck, and he starts, orders roti and salan, and starts eating. While he's eating, in the middle of his eating, all of a sudden, he falls over. And he loses consciousness. And he's frothing from his mouth. Now, all of a sudden, he was on his own, because he was on work. The other people that were sat in their tables, eating, whatever, they all came rushing over, thinking, what's happened to him? And they start getting worried, thinking, maybe there's something in the food that he's eaten. But then they realize everybody else has eaten the same food. There's nothing wrong with them. Then they try to retrace his actions. What did he do before he sat down to eat? And they checked on the CCTV. He parked up, got out of his truck. The first thing he did after he got out of his truck is he checked his tires. Checked the air in his tires. When they went, some of these people, is there anything on his tires? What they realized was as he was driving, he had driven over a snake. A poisonous snake. And what he did was, when he checked his tires with his hand, he rubbed that, some of that poison from the venomous snake onto his hand, sat down to eat, but hasn't washed his hands before eating. And unfortunately, in that situation, for that brother, not washing his hands before eating became the result of him losing his life. Serious, serious illness. Now, just from that moment, had he washed his hands, had he been in a habit of washing hands every single time before he ate, inshallah, that venom, that poison would not enter his stomach. So it just emphasizes again, it underlines for us the importance of cleanliness, washing your hands properly.
Kanika wuzu, like we learned on the Madani Kaflas.
You know, kanika wuzu, when we came into Dawud Islami, we thought, what is this concept? You know, these guys, when they make me do wuzu again before eating, what is kanika wuzu? Can you elaborate?
Just washing both hands and then not drying them, and wet finger, you're rubbing it over your lip.
Kanika wuzu. You know, the blessing. What is kanika wuzu? Washing your hands and, you know, doing kulli or just moistening your lips. The blessing of this is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a person who is habitual of doing this, he does this all of the time, that person will be kept away from dependency. Any aisa shakhs, muhtaji se dur rahega. And that's a dua that we all make, that we don't become dependent on other people. So iske liye apni aadat banaye, make it your habit to do kanika wuzu before you eat.